This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a reader of news in general, you may have noticed a bevy of multi-part stories of late. Long-form journalism, that's sometimes called. It's in print, always has been. Newspapers hustling to win Pulitzers, magazines being magazines. But those big meaty stories are starting to show up in unlikely places. Online, on sites that have built their brand on listicles and slideshows, and on some new sites with all new business models. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has our medium-length story.
Long-form journalism is trendy, but it isn't new. Think magazine writing. Today, we've given it an earnest name and saddled it with a collective hope that it'll save our brains from the viral videos and snarky commentary that dominate the internet. When we talk about long-form, we're talking often about narrative storytelling, craft journalism. Stories like this from freelance journalist Brooke Jarvis.
Many of the graves had no headstones at all, just white wooden crosses with names stenciled in black paint. These were clearly among the most recent memorials. The earth beneath them was still heaped up, still decorated with bedraggled stuffed animals and faded plastic flowers, unopened beers with rusty caps.
Stories where you settle in, relax, are transported.
There were large and small cemeteries all over the peninsula, some only recently.
Brooke's story is titled When We Are Called to Part. It's about her experiences in a settlement for leprosy patients in a remote part of Hawaii.
Definitely what I like doing best is when you really have the time and space to dive deeply into a topic.
And it's a relatively good time to be that kind of writer. The number of online sites publishing long-form stories is growing. Jarvis is able to make a go as a freelancer, working with non-traditional online outlets like The Atavist, which published her story. Evan Ratliff is The Atavist co-founder.
We launched 3 years ago, and I think at that time we felt like we had to make this argument that it's not true that people will only read short things online, and it's not true that people's attention spans have evaporated.
The Atavist publishes stories between 5,000 and 30,000 words. For a little perspective, that could be more than 1,000 tweets, 6 pages of newsprint.
Something you can read in anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
The Atavist charges per story. It splits profit with the author. It also makes money selling software that helps other websites publish long stories with multimedia elements.
You know, you could sort of throw a rock on the web and hit a publication that's trying to do long-form writing.
This, he says, is fantastic. There are dedicated sites like The Atavist and sites like BuzzFeed and Politico mixing longer journalism with quick hits and snappy headlines. They're bread and butter. Susan Glasser is the editor of Politico's new magazine.
Their ambition from the beginning has been to drive and to own the Washington conversation.
Making the move into longer form journalism, she says, is natural. The first cover story of the print magazine was a 7,500 word piece about the Obama White House. Glasser says it got 1 million page views.
I do think that there's a sense that it's hopefully going to be good business for Politico to find ways to pull out of that news cycle and to dominate the Washington conversation in a whole different way.
These stories help build a brand. Patty Walter is a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University.
And longer, in-depth stories have a layer of gravitas and smarts to them that allow media outlets to sort of stake a claim in the intellectual space.
They give the publication and the journalist an aura of importance, significance. Long-form stories at their best reveal bigger truths. They also win awards.
To be a media outlet that can do that and compete at that level is the pinnacle of the craft.
So goodbye conventional wisdom that the internet has killed journalism, that all we want is slideshows of baby hamsters. And hello depth and length. Hello storytelling. Now you're going to have to earn and keep our time and attention. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.